CliffCentral.com.
Hiya, George.
Good on you, Gareth.
Lekker, man. Very good. Friday morning. How could I not be?
Exactly, exactly. I love South African comedians. It's just something about the accent.
Listen,
when they deliver their material, it's just something else.
It's because we understand them. We inherently understand the language, the accent, the kind of cultural background, all of that stuff. And Skulk is one of the best. He really is very good.
But I also find, I mean, I've got to get into the material I came here for, but I also find that South Africans seem to be able to mimic every accent around the world a lot easier than Westerners like the Americans or the Europeans or the English.
Do you think it's maybe because we have like such a variety of languages in our own country? Because we've got such different accents in South Africa. I mean, you could tell if someone is Zulu from their accent from like a Tswana person. You can tell if someone is Afrikaans from the Cape or Afrikaans from, you know, Pretoria. You could tell if someone's English speaking from Durban or from, you know, Petersburg, Polokwane. So it's amazing how much stuff we've got within our own boundaries. Maybe that's why our ears are trained to be better at this.
I think you're right. I think we're absolutely trying to do it. So no, Skulk is funny, and that accent is something else. So what do you think if parking under a tree can be damaging to your car? You know, people think bird shit, you know, the regular thing. But there are other things that can fall on your car that can damage your car, like hail.
Is it worse under a tree?
Pardon?
I mean, if you park under a tree during hail or rain, is that better or worse?
No, I think it's better because it's gonna save your car from the hail. But I'm talking about parking your car under a tree on a sunny day because, you know, let's be honest, foliage or trees provide really good shade. For some reason, the heat dissipates under a tree a lot easier. But I don't know if you've, you know, in the at the roads area of Cape Town, there's a lot of acorn trees.
Yep, that's right.
As a kid, we used to go and braai there. You can't braai there anymore because you'll set the mountain alight. But we used to go and braai there, and they've got a lot of acorn trees. Now, apparently a falling acorn can cause damage equal to a big hailstone if an acorn falls on your car.
Yeah, listen, George, some of those acorns are frightening, and they're heavy, man. If one of them hits your head, you'll know all about it.
Exactly, exactly. So just be careful what is actually on the tree. What does the tree produce before you go and park under it? Because you could come back and there could be a couple of dings and dents.
Sure.
And hail damage type dents aren't the easiest dents to fix. You know, that's not just to push those little dents out are very difficult to fix.
Yeah, you said it right at the start of this discussion, but bird shit. I mean, there's this one tree that I park under when I go and visit family, and I don't know what lives in that tree. I'm not sure how many of them live there. It must be a nest. It must be a Jurassic size nest of these pterodactyls or whatever they are. But I drive the car out from under that tree after only having been parked there for maybe an hour or two, and it looks like all the birds in the neighborhood have been using the toilet over my car.
And you've got to wash that stuff off really quickly because the acid inside that bird poop is really damaging to your paint.
Ugh.
It's very damaging. You've got to get it off.
Disgusting.
Very quickly.
Disgusting. All right. Good, useful information.
So this is probably a, you know, no-brainer question, and that is it illegal to take a selfie while driving? I mean, obviously it's illegal, okay? Mm-hmm. But you do get people that do it.
I've seen people doing whole videos while they're driving.
Holding the phone. I mean, yes, do a video while you're driving, but have the phone or the camera attached to the windscreen. We do it all the time at Auto Trader. But don't hold the camera. It's just going to be distracting, and then you're going to have an accident. But Psychology Today did a study. They did a research study. I wanted to figure out, because this is apparently quite a problem in the United States.
Yeah.
Why do people find it necessary to take selfies in the car?
Well, can you tell us?
Yes. So the reason number one came out to be narcissism. 30% of the research came out to be narcissism.
Surprise, surprise.
23% of the psychology research study is sharing and connecting. 22% said functional use, such as for their job. So they're taking a selfie for their job. I don't know why. Maybe that's to prove to their boss, listen, yeah, after lockdown, I am actually driving to work.
Yeah, who believes that?
I don't know. I've got, you know, pictures of people taking photos of the traffic in front of them. I'm late for this meeting because of this. Look here.
Right.
You know, so I've had that before. Self-esteem boosting. 16% of the research study said self-esteem boosting.
Makes sense.
And then only 6% said documenting memory. So I was quite surprised at this because you would think that a lot of social media stuff is about documenting. It's actually quite a low percentage.
Yeah, basically, George, it's all bullshit. People are going to stop doing this.
Yeah, I agree. It's all bullshit.
Concentrate on driving, you idiots. I wonder how many accidents, because we still haven't seen any really good, solid research for a long time. We've got research from the 1980s and 90s about drunk driving. We haven't seen any good research on the number of accidents on, let's say, South African roads that have been caused by people who've been on their phones. Because if we saw those numbers, I think it would frighten people.
I think it would. I think you're absolutely right, it would. But, you know, can they establish that? Because once you have the accident, phone flies all over the place. You know, can you really establish whether somebody was on their phone or not? I reckon it'll be hard to do. But, you know, it'd be interesting. Interesting. Maybe, you know, a company like Discovery, who in their insurance, they monitor whether you're using your phone or not, and you get points deducted. You know, they could probably share some aggregate detail without, you know, sharing personal information.
I'd like to see that. I think it's long overdue.
I totally agree. Okay. So on to a slightly lighter note, there was a goat in the United States that decided to break into a car. Now, the police car door was open, and it was a justice, what we call in South Africa, I think, a sheriff, serving papers for a court case. And the goat got into the car and ate the papers. So he couldn't serve the papers on the individual because this goat got into a car decided he was.
I like that. I like that. That's great. A goat.
And then very finally, Gareth, Porsche has unveiled. I don't understand this, but it's pretty cool. Porsche has unveiled a camping tent that you can strap to the top of your Porsche.
Camping tent to strap to the top of a Porsche. I think the people who have the Porsches are going to be upset, and the people who like camping have got the wrong idea of what a Porsche is. Just thinking. There's some things that shouldn't really, you know, I'm all for like stuff overlapping, and if you've got a love for camping but you also love German sports cars, there's some stuff that shouldn't necessarily meet in the middle. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a very small niche for this camping tent because, first of all, when you go camping, usually you have to drive over really rough terrain. You know, it's not like you drive on tar most of the time, the camping that I've ever done in my life. And most of the time, sports cars can't get in there. So, you know, where are you going to go with the Porsche? That's the first thing. I think the second thing is, you know, that camping tent looks really small.
George, I don't like it. This is not for us.
I don't either.
No, not allowed. Sorry.
No. And that's it for the Friday.
Love it. Well, it's always the highlight of my Friday when George comes on because it means the weekend has officially begun. Have an awesome Friday, everybody. We will see you on Monday morning, bright and early at 6 o'clock. George, have an excellent weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week. Terrific. Cheers, everyone. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.